Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, January 20. Coming up, Finance Minister optimistic about Jamaica's relationship with new U.S. administration. Government allocates funds to complete FinSAC report and MIND to provide training for local government officials. The details after the break.
NHD Schemes. Do you have a business whose main purpose is to support community development? Then enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge for a chance to win a part of over $10 million in prizes and business development support. Transform your social venture. Transform your community. Enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge. For details, visit nhd.gov.jm or any NHD office. Registration closes January 20, 2017.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Orly Shaw says Jamaica can have a productive relationship with the new United States U.S. administration headed by President Donald Trump, who was sworn in today, January 20. Mr. Shaw says given Mr. Trump's background as a businessman, Jamaica will likely enjoy a similar relationship with the U.S. to the one that was established in the 1980s under the administrations of former Prime Minister Edward Seaga and former U.S. President the late Ronald Reagan through the Caribbean Basin Initiative, CBI.
I'm optimistic that we can have a similarly productive relationship with the new president, Mr. Trump. He's a businessman. And he knows the value of partnerships and good economic relationships.
Mr. Shaw was responding to questions at the Mayberry Investment Forum held earlier this week. He says the CBI provided a good period for Jamaica, as in 1987, the economy recorded growth of 8.2%, partly due to the initiative. Cabinet has approved the reappointment of the Financial Sector Adjustment Company FinSAC commissioners, paving the way for the completion of the report from the Commission of Inquiry, which looked into the collapse of several financial institutions in the 1990s. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Orly Shaw says an allocation of $35.7 million has been made in the supplementary estimates now before the House of Representatives to undertake the task. He says the commissioners will have 7 months to complete the report so the country can learn from the appropriate recommendations.
But we are resolute that that report must be written because some people have lost their lives, people have lost their livelihood. It has set back the entrepreneurial propensities of this country by maybe more than a generation. It is something that, as a matter of public record, we have a public duty to ensure that that report is written.
Minister Shaw was addressing the Mayberry Investment Forum earlier this week. The FinSAC Commission of Inquiry was set up in 2008, with the first sittings held in 2009. The government is to acquire a surveillance aircraft as part of new measures to strengthen the country's border protection system. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says investing in the safety of Jamaicans is a priority for the government.
Jamaica has to take responsibility for its safety and security. We can't depend on our partners to provide us with our security. So the government has taken a very conscious decision that we are going to invest heavily into national security.
The aircraft has already been purchased and will be in the island by July. It will be commissioned into service early next year. This is because specialized surveillance equipment has to be built and fitted for the aircraft. And the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is finalizing an agreement with the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, for the training of local government officials. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says the curriculum is being drafted and young people in particular will be encouraged to take the course.
We have to encourage young people, young bright people. We have to know what local government is about. And there is no written curriculum on local government. And this is why we have engagement. And I am hoping that once we commence the program, we, the Ministry of Local Government, will assist councillors who make recommendations of persons.
Minister McKenzie was addressing mayors and councillors in Manchester as part of a recent series of sensitization sessions. Five people will make up the first cohort of the six-month course, two from Kingston and St. Andrew, and one each from St. Elizabeth, St. Mary, and Hanover. Mr. McKenzie says there is a great need for local officials to understand their roles in order to represent the people they serve. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.